Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Hour number two of USA Prepares. Dr. Shuley's with us, and a medical doctor. One of the things that we're talking about was longevity. And so just to recap, Dr. Shuley, previous hour, is longevity increased to any particular extent by hygiene? Or does that play a... And I'm thinking about... Oh, the 1500s, 1600s, 1700s, 1800s, 1900s, you know, the 2000s. There's been, well, you know, more bathing over time and better food,
right? We don't really know that. What we do know is adequate protein and adequate calories seem to be the basic thing, but other habits like exercise and the way you bathe, that is, soaking in hot tub or in a bathtub of hot water is far better than a shower as far as health is concerned. But we really don't, a lot of details we don't have adequate data on.
And class, so, you know, you might think that taking a shower is a better way to go because initially it seems like it would be because, well, if you take a shower, you rinse off that grime and dirt and sweat and toxins and all that goes right down the drain. You don't soak in it. But according to what Dr. Shield is telling us, it's not really better. The net effect is you're better off in a tub. Of course,
exactly.
That'd have to be a clean bathtub, right? With clean water. Dr. Shield, well then what about municipal water, which has chlorine and fluoride in it? What about the body absorbing through, you know, its largest organ, the skin, chlorine and fluoride? What about that?
Living in a city in itself is far more unhealthy than living rurally.
Mm-hmm.
So that in itself tells you a lot. But I fortunately have lived most of my life on a farm, and fluoride is the worst of all toxins. It may be cumulative, better than even, or worse, if you will, than, even Roundup, because there's not as much Roundup in our air as there is fluoride in our water.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. So the answer is we come back full circle to this over and over for 10 years class here at USA Prepares. Get out of Dodge, buy a farm, get a well, and make sure you have clean water. But, you know, Dr. Shuley, when we bought our farm, it was predicated upon us liking the water. Now, this may sound very strange, class, but it's absolutely true. Before we bought our farm here in Missouri, we wanted to know what the water was like. Now, this farm had a well, but it wasn't operational. There was no pressure tank. It wasn't hooked up to anything. It had a well, but it wasn't being used. And what you can do is you can call your state government, and you can say, I'm thinking about buying land in this particular location. And it's okay to tell them where. And that you'd like to know about the water in that location. And you can say, and we did. I made this call. And I talked to a state expert in Missouri, and I said, so where is the water the best to drink? Where is it the safest to drink? Where does it have the least amount of contaminants, etc.? And how deep are the wells? Because they know, they have a database of the wells, And they can say, well, for that location, you know, within a 1 mile radius, the depth of the well is going to be 238 feet or 206 feet or 115 feet. They know. They know how far you're going to have to drill to get your well. They know that because they know the well specifications from all the other wells in the area. They know where the pollution is. They know where it's safe. And so what we did was we imposed on a couple neighbors to be, if you will. And we said, hi, we're thinking about, you know, moving into this area, and we'd like to say hi, and we'd like to meet you, and we'd like you to meet us, and, you know, see if we'd all fit in. And by the way, could we have a drink of water? Really, I'm very serious. And do you have any problems with the water, and are you happy with the water? Because that doesn't go away. If you've got bad water, that stays with the land. That's really hard to fix for the long run. Right, Dr. Shealy? I mean, you want good water right out of the well.
Every day. All day, yes.
Right. Because nobody says, you know what, I found a really great desert. It's awesome. There's nothing there. There's no water there. There's no trees. There's no grasses. Nothing. Nope, not even insects like it. That's a place we're going to move. Nobody does that. People want to be where there's good water because without it, life is not sustainable. So those are my thoughts. Any quick comments on that, Dr. Shealy, or any long comments?
No, keep the faith, baby.
Okay. So in the news, they've been talking about the presidential debate. And President Trump says that he's willing to take a drug test. Now, he's offering to take a drug test because he believes his opponent, Biden, Joe Biden, is using drugs to enhance his performance. And we've talked about this in the past. And I know for a fact that a Myers cocktail improves my performance. I'm not saying it makes me smarter, but it makes me feel a lot younger, and I'm more ready to go and get them, whatever, you know, up and at them, as my dad would say in the morning. Up and at them. I guess that's an army term, like get up because, the enemy's coming, that kind of thing. But get up, you know, get up and start the day. That's what up and at them meant in my world. Do you think that Joe Biden could show an improved performance with medical miracles like IV vitamin C or some other drugs to make him appear to be, you know, more than he is for the short run?
First, second, and third, I do not consider intravenous vitamin C a drug.
Okay.
But it certainly could perform, help him perform better. But I suspect if he's on a drug, it will be some of the and Alzheimer drugs, and that would show up in his urine or blood.
And do you think, medically speaking, that there's any reason why, the police test us for drugs? I mean, you know, if they pull people over, they want to test people for drugs. Is there any reason why the CEO of corporate United States of America shouldn't be drug tested before?
Oh, Vince, I love you. You really get down to the nitty gritty.
Well, you know, they do it to us, and, you know, it's what's fair is fair. So
but
we got two guys on the
reason why it shouldn't be done.
Right. Okay. So there you have it. And I think it should be done. I'd like to know if the CEO to be or the CEO that is using performance enhancing drugs or drugs of any kind, because I don't want the CEO running our country making decisions without a clear head. I really don't want that to happen. Dr. Shealy, there's a story about licorice, and I have to tell you that licorice is something that I enjoy the flavor of. When I was a very young person in elementary school, we had a class trip, and in the candy jars, you could buy Heidi Juicy Fruits by the little tiny cup, and you'd pay per cup, and they put it in a little brown bag. And this was at a state park. They would sell this. But one of the thing that I bought in the candy gift shop, if you will, was a stick of licorice root. And this thing was just it looked like a twig. And it tasted like licorice. And I really enjoy that, the taste of licorice. However, there's an article in the media that says, headline, Daily Mail, killed by licorice. Construction worker 54 died after eating a bag and a half of the black candy every day for weeks, causing his heart to stop. The Massachusetts man died age 54 after eating a bag and a half of licorice every day for several weeks. Even a small amount of licorice you can eat can increase your blood pressure. A cardiologist who described the case warned. The problem is caused by glycyrrhizic acid found in black licorice and other foods. So I don't know what a bag and a half is. I don't know if that's one of these little, what used to be a 5 cent bag size of candy, which is probably a dollar now, or whether it's, you know, one of those big 1 or 2 pounders. I don't know how big a bag is. This guy liked it, and he ate it every day. And he died of a heart attack as a result. Have you experienced, seen, or heard of anything like this, Dr. Shealy?
Well, I have not. But, you know, again, it's, that sounds to me a bag and a half, even if it's only an 8-ounce bag, mm-hmm. that's a lot of sugar, probably.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And it's almost like it's engineered to make it so that you can't just eat just one. You know, like Lay's potato chips with MSG in them, so that you can't just eat just one. You eat one, you go, oh, I gotta have more. And then you have more, you go, oh, I gotta have more. And you just can't stop. So it seems to me that, a bag, yeah, just as you said, a bag is a lot of sugar. And they say that this licorice, it's not just in licorice, the black licorice. It's in jelly beans, it's in licorice tea, and it's other products that are made with it because of the taste. And one of those kinds of things is anisette. Anisette is a liqueur. It's a very sweet after-dinner drink. You know, the Italians seem to like it, or at least they did back in the 60s. But it tastes great. There's no question about it. It has that licorice taste. But red licorice is not licorice. That's something else that they use the name, but it's not red licorice. That's like a cherry or strawberry flavored something with, you know, but same extrusion, but it's not licorice. So just want to draw the distinction there. Okay, so is the answer, Dr. Shealy, that it says that it drives your potassium levels too low. That's what it says it does, this particular acid. So what happens when your potassium level goes low, real low?
Well, potassium is critical for your heart and the nervous system, so the two most important organs in the body.
Yeah. Okay.
Are damaged.
Okay, so I guess the main point is everything in moderation, and you really don't have to eat sugar, right?
Right.
Okay. When we were building our house, Dr. Shealy, I was looking for a ceiling fan or a fan for the bathroom, okay? And I thought we ought to have a ventilation fan. And I found one at Lowe's, and it was in their clearance section. They couldn't wait to get rid of it. It had a squirrel cage type fan, which pulls a lot of air out. And it's relatively, well, it's more quiet. But this thing had a feature that would let you have 2 light bulbs facing down, but they were floodlight style light bulbs, and they were designed to use infrared light bulbs. So our bathroom has a ceiling fan combination light fixture that is a heat lamp with 2 heat lamps. I'd like to talk about pluses and minuses. Are there any negatives?
Hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Tech. With a MechTech carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, MechTech is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that MechTech is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Dr. Norm Shuley is with us, and I mentioned that in our bathroom, I installed, when we were building the house, a ceiling fixture that has a fan and to remove moisture, you know, from the shower, that kind of thing, bath. And it also has two infrared light bulb sockets, and they point down. So you could put in a 125 or a 250-watt infrared light fixture. Infrared does not light up the room as an incandescent bulb does. An infrared bulb, about 90% of the energy that the bulb consumes goes to heat. Now, pointing straight down is great because it heats the floor. We have a tiled floor in the bathroom. That's kind of chilly in the winter. Whereas if you turn on this infrared light, it kind of gently warms up that floor. It's not like having a heated floor, but it's better than not having any warmth at all. So my question for Dr. Shuley is, when you get out of the shower and you're standing under this infrared light, is it beneficial at all in terms of health, or is it non-beneficial or neutral?
I suspect unless you're standing there an awful long time, it's neutral, but I don't know. I don't think the heat would be adequate to warm your body. It keeps you from being chilled, but I don't think it would increase the temperature of your body at all. I don't think it would cause you to sweat.
Okay. Okay. And I know that in the 1950s, there were people who had back pain, and there wasn't the the prevalence of back surgery. And I'm not saying that's a good thing. I'm just saying people didn't have their backs operated on because, you know, they hurt their back or they, you know, just had a lot of wear and tear on their back. So what they would do is they would lie down, face down on their stomach under a heat lamp of, you know, maybe, I don't know, 2 feet away or maybe more, and they would use a heat lamp to relieve some pain. Have you heard of that being done, Dr. Shealy?
Oh, yeah, and that's, there is benefit from that kind of local application, yes.
Okay. Do we know why that works? Is it the improving circulation? Is it?
Yes.
What could it? Okay. All right.
Part of immune
now, can that be done? I'm sorry?
It's part of immune enhancement, yes, immune system.
Okay. Could that be done with the PEMF device, your device?
It increases circulation as well and has many more benefits, actually, than infrared heat, but still both good.
Okay. Have you done, well, so many different studies you could do with that device, right? Have you put that on your list to see if it will alleviate back pain?
No question. It's excellent for local pain.
Okay. All right. Next on the list. I was talking with Sonny Skidmore. Sonny Skidmore is the owner or an owner of KLID AM 1340 radio in Poplar Bluff, Missouri. She's going to be on with us. I think she's going to be checking in with us sometime tomorrow. And she was in an automobile accident in her truck, and it resulted in her legs being amputated, both of them. So she's in great spirits. And she has learned how to use her artificial limbs, and she is just, you would think that she wouldn't be positive about this whole thing. And she's great. And I asked her if she would come on the air with me and talk about her experiences with the coronavirus at the nursing home where she still is. And it's a very difficult situation because she is there where she's getting some skilled care, you know, helping her walk and things like that. And she's 90 years old, 90. So for someone her age to be able to do this well is quite remarkable in itself. Wouldn't you agree, Dr. Shealy?
Right. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. And she's been on the air with you in the past, right after her legs were amputated, and she spent some time with us. Well, she's going to be on, I hope, tomorrow, and for some amount of time as a call-in. And the question is there anything else she should do? She got, I got the vitamins that you recommended, the supplements, you know, Dr. Shealy's supplements, and we got them to her. Is there anything else that she should do? Please tell us when we come back, Dr. Shealy.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
While it's been a big problem in recent years for the U.S. military, suicides have risen this year by as much as 20% as service members struggle with isolation amid other impacts of COVID-19, added to pressures of deploying to war zones and responding to disasters and civil unrest. Incidents of violent behavior also spiking. The numbers vary by service, but it's especially taking its toll in the Army, where senior leaders say there's been a 30% jump in active duty suicides this year so far compared to this time last year. They're looking at ways to shorten combat deployments and put more focus on soldier well-being. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo criticizing the media for unfair treatment of the administration's foreign policy, telling Fox News the media hasn't told positive stories about foreign policy accomplishments. This is USA Radio News.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
No weather relief for weary firefighters as a heat wave, low humidity, and gusty winds have California facing still more fire danger. A red flag warning took effect for much of Northern California and parts of Southern California over the weekend, and it is still in effect. Two new fires in Northern California are now burning thousands of acres already. It's been a record-setting season for wildfires in the Golden State, with over 3.7 million acres already scorched, and many fires still burning, some of them having scorched over 100,000 acres alone. Former 49ers legend Joe Montana and his wife Jennifer stopping their grandchild from being kidnapped. Authorities say that Montana flagged down a deputy near their Malibu home yesterday after a woman had gotten into the house and tried to grab their 9-month-old grandchild. Montana and his wife were able to wrestle the baby away. The suspect initially escaped but was later caught by deputies. Actor and comedian Dax Shepard admits he's been battling an opioid addiction. During an episode of his podcast, Armchair Expert, Shepard said that he's been hooked on a painkiller, Vicodin, for the past couple of months. He had been sober for years, 16 years. Shepard said he was moving towards recovery, saying as of Friday, he'd been sober again for 11 days. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why
are
you got your
take? When you go
for
2 seconds,
class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Benelli.
Dr. Norm Shealy is with us. Dr. Shealy, we're talking about longevity today, and we're also listening to the top of the hour, or I'm sorry, bottom of the hour news, Vicodin, opioid addiction. What do we know what causes the addiction? Why the body seems to want more of it?
Well, there's a natural thing called anandamide, which is considered to be bliss. And it turns out that Some people don't produce enough to start with. So I think it's a question of some kind of disarray or dysfunction in the natural hormones like dopamine, norepinephrine, serotonin, and anandamide. So it's individual, and it's a question of the degree of anxiety or depression versus normalcy.
Mm-hmm. And once a person becomes addicted to opioids, for example, when you help them get off their addiction through the use of your pulse electromagnetic frequency device, what happens after they get off? Do they want to get back on, or has their body overcome that dependency or that addiction?
Well, in the average detox center for opioid addiction, they have a success rate of only 17%. We have 100% success rate using Gamma Pimp. But apparently, if you don't somehow recharge the brain with adequate gamma, it doesn't last.
Okay, so you have to keep using it, is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, we don't know about, I'm talking about in the average detox center, they don't restore gamma.
That's okay.
The reason it fails.
Okay, and your Gamma PEMF and class PEMF, and Dr. Shida is pronouncing PEMF, PEMF, Pulse Electromagnetic Frequency, Gamma device, that Dr. Shida has engineered, along with USA Preparers Instructor Lou Cassidy. This device, does it restore gamma?
Apparently.
Mm-hmm.
It restores gamma after you've used it for a while. It seems to allow you to continue producing gamma more easily, yes.
Okay. And can you explain for our class how the person uses this device that was part of your clinical trials, these drug-addicted patients?
Well, we put it on the top of the head, on top of a baseball cap. And it is 100% safe. The only contraindication would be an implanted pacemaker or something like that. But you need to wear it a minimum of an hour or two a day. And it can change. Well, it particularly, it's the single greatest thing for overcoming anxiety.
Okay. And when you say anxiety, you're talking about restlessness, anxiousness,
exactly.
Irritability, all those things combined?
Exactly.
Okay. I was reading a study. Oh, by the way, class, if you're interested, you can go to normshealy.com, normshealy.com, or you can call his office, 417-351-5221, 417-351-5221. Dr. Shealy, I was reading a story about a burnout, and I remember when I had a job, every once in a while, you know, somebody would say, boy, you know, he's burned out or he looks burned out. But, you know, the person would come back from the weekend just fine. Okay. So just tired, exhausted. And I think they used the word burned out to mean, you know, just put in too many hours this week, exhausted from, you know, the sheer stress and deadlines, et cetera, of the job. Well, now it seems that there was a survey of people, and now the average worker experiences career burnout by the age of 32. And I got to tell you, at 32, I was just getting started.
I agree. That should be part of the peak of life.
Yeah. Yeah, and I would say, you know, by the age of 37, I was, you know, coming into my, you know, best developments, meaning, you know, I made the most significant engineering type accomplishments of my life around 37. And, but, you know, I don't think I've ever been burned out. It's not something that, you know, I've got my head down and I, you know, shuffle over to Mrs. Finelli and say, I'm burned out. It's never happened. Never happened. And I'm 68, and I'm not looking forward to it happening.
attitude.
Yeah. So I think, from what I can tell, there is a general weakness in younger people. I don't think they have the stick-to-itiveness, the drive, the perseverance that we saw of the greatest generation, you know, the what Tom Brokaw called the greatest generation. I'm talking about the World War II soldiers. I don't think that we have that today. I think we have more wimps than we have people who would just, you know, do what had to be done because it had to be done, whatever it was, whether it be on the farm or the job or the factory or at home, whatever it was, they did what they had to do and they didn't whine about it. Now I think we have more whiners, and I kind of understand why the average worker now says he or she's burned out by 32, because they just don't know. They just don't have the physiology and the mental attitude to persevere. I think they just don't have it. Are you seeing that as well, Dr. Shealy, that young people just are not overall as strong in every respect as we were decades ago?
Absolutely. No question about it.
Do we know what it is?
It looks as if somehow millennials have lost conscientiousness.
I think you're right. You know, I was working on a truck over the weekend with our son, and we put a water pump in it. It's a 2001 Chevrolet pickup truck. And we worked long and hard hours on it and up and down on the lift, and we put a water pump in it. We put a front wheel hub on it. We replaced the rubber boots that are on the tie rod ends. We replaced the starter. And, of course, we had to diagnose all these things. And so it took hours and hours and hours. It took all day on Sunday to do these things. And we weren't done. And by the end of Sunday, you know, we stopped. And we didn't test drive it. There was no, we didn't flush out the radiator after putting the water pump in. That part was left undone. And during the broadcast, I looked out, and there's that truck, and our son, you know, put the radiator flush in it. He just picked it up, and, you know, I didn't say, hey, here's what we got to do. He just did it. Now, he's in his 20s, and he's in late 20s, and frankly, I think I would have been disappointed if he just didn't pick up the mantle and continue on by himself. You know, he didn't say, Dad, should I do this, or shouldn't I, or wait for me to say, hey, get back on the job. He just did it. Now, that is something that is really, really rare. And when I go out with our son, like if we go to do something, people who meet him, they say the same thing, Dr. Shealy. They look at our son, he and I are working on, someone has a problem with a car, or he's picking up a car and he's putting it on a trailer. They'll look at him and they'll say, I wish my son was like that. And what they're saying is, he's able to start by himself. I don't have to tell him step by step by step by step what to do. He just does it. That's the way our family is. And if it were our other son, he'd be doing the same thing. If it were Mrs. Finelli, she or I'd be doing the same thing. It's just the way we are, the way we operate. But it seems like it's rare. How did we lose that, Dr. Shealy? Do you think it's nurture? Do you think it's nature? Do you think it's the school system? Or is it everything?
I think it's everything. I honestly believe that television in itself is one of the most stupid, irreverent, and useless and damaging things that ever was invented. Watching the boob tube makes you a boob.
Mm-hmm.
That's part of it.
We got an invitation when our son was in high school. We got an invitation, Mrs. Finelli and I got an invitation by the school system to attend a very, very small, very private kind of a luncheon. And the luncheon was prepared by the students who were learning chef's prep. You know, they were going to be working in restaurants, so they were learning how to cook. And the reason for this luncheon is there were a few students that are selected because teachers had observed these students doing something that was out of the ordinary. They did something that caught the teacher's eye. And it wasn't like there was a contest. So y'all be on the lookout for any students who do something nice. It wasn't like that. It was just kind of a unsaid, unwritten thing where if a teacher saw a student do something, they thought that that should be recognized. I'm talking about an outstanding thing. And what happened was there was a student who had a water pump. Students, junior and senior years, I guess, were allowed to drive to school if they had, you know, the appropriate permits from the state. And so this one student had a young girl had a truck, family truck, I guess, and it had a water pump that failed. It was leaking, you know, antifreeze in the parking lot. And so our son and another boy said, I'll tell you what, you know, the auto store's down the road. We can pick up a water pump. We can replace it right here in the parking lot. We'll do it. And so they spent a couple hours, and they replaced the water pump in the parking lot so that this other student, fellow student, didn't have to have the vehicle towed someplace. And that's what they did. They had the tools. Our son had all the tools in his truck, and they replaced the water pump. And one of the teachers saw that and thought that that was something that should be noted. And then they saw him do something else, and then something else. And so there was a series of things that he did that were out of the ordinary. And they thought it was worth, you know, recognizing him. So we got invited to this luncheon where there were a few students who had done not necessarily the same thing, but kind acts of, you know, being nice to someone else. That was not necessary, not required. Just being a nice person. And that we need more of that. We need more people who are willing to help others who are in need without the expectation of a reward, without the expectation of an attaboy, without any expectation whatsoever. Just being selfless rather than selfish. I'd love to hear your comments when we come back, Dr. Shealy. NormSheely.com, NormSheely.com.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Dr. Norm Shealy's with us. NormShealy.com. NormShealy.com. Dr. Shealy, have you seen a change, either an improvement or the absence of people being kind to each other in your circles? Has there been a change over the last couple of decades?
Well, I think it, yes. I think, again, I blame it upon television largely. But I don't know. Remember, in my opinion, there's only one purpose in life, to help other people. Mm-hmm. And to me, the word love is the desire to do good to or help other people. Mm-hmm. So that's the only purpose in life. No matter what you do, if it's helping other people, it's just as good as anybody else.
Okay. Next question I have for you is about iodine. And when I was talking with Sonny Skidmore, and that's Sonny is spelled S-U-N-N-Y. When we were talking, she mentioned iodine. She said, I think I remember hearing a test or a test for iodine. You put it on your skin, and if it disappears, that means that you're short of iodine or the opposite. And she wasn't sure which it was. Have you heard of something like that, or is that just, you know, just...
Well, iodine is partly in every cell, and it helps produce energy. Now, its primary purpose, of course, or one we know most about, is thyroid function, but it actually produces energy.
Mm-hmm. Well, I've followed your recommendation with 7 drops based on the concentration, and what a world of difference it made. No question about it. I've been on it every day since last week that you told me, and it's absolutely working fabulously well. And so my next question was about iodine. Are all iodines the same? For example, I'm looking at Tractor Supply on the internet, and it says they have something called Dervet. D-U-R-V-E-T. I guess that's a combination of the word durable and veterinarian. Iodurette Triodine, T-R-I-O-D-I-N-E-7. It's $20 for a bottle of it. Looks like it's about 8 ounces or so. And it says here it's a triple source iodine tincture. It's they say it's more stable than 7% iodine. It is specifically formulated as a water or feed additive. Now, this would be for animals. Now, is that the same kind of iodine that we should put on our skin, people, or is it different? Are there differences in iodine?
Oh, there's all kinds. There's plain iodine, and there's, iodine can be combined with other things. But basically, you need a certain amount of iodine, and the minimum seems to be about 1.5 milligrams a day of the iodine itself. There's potassium iodide and other forms of it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And so do we have to be careful as to what iodine we put on our skin? How would we know?
Tincture of iodine seems to be safe for most people.
Okay. And is it absorbed well enough through the skin to be used as a supplement, or, you know, taking a Q-tip and dipping it in this, like, Triodine 7 veterinarian-type iodine? Is that safe to put on our skin, or is that just for animals?
I'd be careful of using veterinary. I don't know how strong it is. But the important thing is you can actually find out whether you're iodine deficiency by painting yourself a little 1-inch area on your skin. And if it's absorbed in less than 24 hours and disappears without washing off, you're deficient in iodine.
Okay. That's what Sunny Skidmore was saying. She was saying that you just paint a small amount on your skin. If it disappears, you are deficient. So if it doesn't disappear, then you're okay?
Exactly.
All right. So your body is saying, I need this. Now, is all iodine brown in color, or are there different colors? I've only seen brown.
I haven't seen anything but brown.
Okay. So literally a postage stamp size. So we're talking roughly an inch by an inch, roughly speaking. Q-tip, and just rub it on your skin. Any particular place better than another, Dr. Shilley?
But probably the belly.
On the belly. Okay. And by tomorrow, 24 hours later, what would you see? Would you see a trace of it, or would it be completely gone?
Well, if it's mostly gone, I would say. Bare trace left, you're deficient.
Okay. And if that is the case, should you be doing that day after day after day as a supplement?
Well, you could. I prefer to take Iodorol.
Iodorol. Okay. And that's pre-sized for a specific dose, a daily dose, correct?
That actually is once a week is adequate.
Once
it's
a week for
Iodorol. Total.
Okay, so you wanted, I believe you said 1.5 milligrams per day.
That's right.
Okay, great. Dr. Shilley, thanks so much for being with us and sharing your wealth of knowledge. See you next week.
Always fun.
Absolutely. Class above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 Technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your real water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.